It's the Ides of March. You're listening to episode 12 of the Shanaki, entitled Death in B-Flat. For more information and liner notes, visit goodwordswriteorder.com. Why is it you never see a thin guy playing the tuba? It reminds me of this case I had once. A missing jewel. Big blue sapphire. Big as your fist. Last relic of a grand old family. Grandpappy somebody or other looted it from some poor unsuspecting native tribe. You know the kind. When he walked out of the jungle, by God, he was rich. You know the drill. Anyway, several generations later, Grandpappy's hot blood has run thin, and his noble line is little more than a bunch of well-mannered degenerates with expensive tastes and no source of income. In short, they're running out of cash. And what do you know but that fabulously well-insured jewel goes missing? Everybody knows what happened. I mean, you can't expect people like that to live without the polo ponies. Seriously. Everybody knows, but nobody can prove a thing. Least of all the insurance company. So, they hire me and I do my thing. I wrestle the people and the facts around till it looks like they fit. I become certain that this whole thing hinges on the music teacher. I won't bore you with details, but I know. I mean, I know, no. It's him. The only problem is I can't prove anything. So I decide to lean on the music teacher. See if I can't get him to, you know, fall over a little. It's thin. Real thin. But it's all I got left. I catch up with him after school by following the sound of a tuba through the empty hallways. My name's Marston. I'm a private dick.
Private indeed. I'll ask you to keep that to yourself. This is a school.
No, I'm a shamus. You know, a man on the job. Investigator. Private detective.
Look, I've already spoken with the authorities ad nauseum, and yet grubby little men like you still see fit to bother me at my place of employment.
Easy, buddy. Keep your tuba on. We're just talking here.
This is a sousaphone.
Whatever. I need to know about the girl.
I thought this was about a stone.
Yeah, but there's always a girl.
Which girl, exactly?
You know, the Spreggins girl about Yehi, the daughter?
Oh, yes. Doreen. She plays the flute.
You wanna tell me about Doreen?
I'm afraid she's no good.
Bad girl.
Oh, it's far worse than that. She's a bad flute player. Awful, really.
Okay, wise guy. You better start talking to me, because I know the play.
Know the play? I wasn't even in this country when that jewel was stolen.
The jewel didn't leave the house until a week after. I know.
That's preposterous.
So saith the fat man. Here's what I say. Doreen passed you the jewel during her lesson, or maybe her mother, but then you smuggled it out, and you're going to get fingered for it. Well, what are you doing?
If you're going to be ridiculous, I'm going to be ridiculous.
Oh, come on. This is just... This really... You know, it sounds like you got a little something wrong with that tuba there. There's a buzz in one of the valves.
Sousaphone!
Yeah, there it is again. A slight buzzing rattle. Let me have a look at that thing.
Keep your hands... Come on, fella! Okay, don't make this any harder than it... Come back! Oh, jeez. You can't run. You're a fat guy wearing a tuba.
And he made a break for it. Tuba, my phone, and all, right out the door. You know, I've seen my share of hard candy, but I'll tell you, this was something awful. Yeah, it was funny for a while. I was having trouble keeping up with the fat guy running away from me still in his tuba. Yeah, and then he ducked into the street. Ran right out in front of a truck. It was horrible. Wham. Death by B-flat. Funeral was closed casket, closed instrument case. And the jewel? It was in the tuba, crushed into a fine blue powder on impact. I couldn't prove the family was in on it, so the insurance company had to pay. I lost my job, headed west. It worked out okay. But you know, I never solved that mystery. How come I never see a thin guy playing the tuba.